pourquoi Laurent de Wilde et pas de Wilde?
Ou de Wilde.
Ou de Wilde.
Ou de Wilde.
Ça me faisait assez marrer que ça s'appelle Do et que je m'appelle Rémi, hein, c'est tout con.
J'avais pas fait la connexion, mais ouais.
Voilà.
Je pense que le son dit quelque chose de l'être humain.
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Jazz interview. Pour une rencontre avec un artiste de jazz. Passez un très bon moment sur Art District.
Avec Serge Mariani.
Bonjour à tous, il est 14h sur Art District Radio et l'on retrouve Serge Mariani pour sa jazz interview. Bonjour Serge.
Oui, bonjour Julie. Oui, une nouvelle, on ne compte plus, je ne sais plus, enfin une nouvelle jazz interview en tout cas. Et je vais donc commencer l'introduction de celle-ci. On se souvient peut-être que dans l'Odyssée d'Homère, hein, Laède, le poète grec antique, hein, pas celui des Simpsons, Ulysse est sérieusement en difficulté dans l'antre du Cyclope et que pour s'échapper grâce à l'une de ses ruses fameuses, il déclare notamment se nommer Personne. Qu'est-ce qu'une personne? Est-ce juste quelqu'un comme vous et moi, n'importe qui? Un individu plus particulier? Est-ce un caractère, une personnalité? Ou, comme pour les anglophones, un personnage? Rassurez-vous, il ne sera pas question de psychanalyse ici, mais bien de jazz, puisque j'ai en face de moi aujourd'hui un duo, un couple même on peut dire, de musiciens américains dont le groupe est justement baptisé Persona. Ce qui est encore autre chose, notamment le titre d'un film célèbre du suédois Ingmar Bergman, dont le moins qu'on puisse dire est qu'il ne rigolait pas avec les sujets et les personnages un peu beaucoup, même borderline. Alors qu'est-ce que nous propose d'entendre la saxophoniste Caroline Davis et le pianiste Rob Clearfield, qui veut dire en français « chant libre », je crois. Un jazz borderline, un dédoublement de personnalité musicale, une musique à deux faces, à deux visages. Pour cette même émission, j'ai eu l'occasion de pouvoir interviewer le batteur et compositeur Mark Giuliana, qui m'avait confié être très sensible à une certaine fusion des personnalités et de la richesse de chacune des personnes qui jouent ensemble la musique composée par un des leurs, mais où tous apportent leur part intime tout en respectant l'harmonie du groupe pour que la fusion ne verse pas dans la confusion. Et je crois bien que c'est aussi le propos de la musique du groupe Persona. Bonjour Caroline, bonjour Rob.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Ça va bien? C'est bien pour l'instant, vous... French fluent. Almost.
Pas vraiment. Mais j'apprends toujours.
Ok. Oui, moi aussi. C'est ça qui est bien avec les langues, surtout le français. Et Caroline, ça va bien?
Ça va bien.
J'ai l'impression que vous parlez mieux français que Rob.
Un peu. Je parle un peu.
Quoi, vous avez appris un peu le français ou c'est juste comme ça? Non. Did you learn French in a school?
À l'école.
Or... À l'école.
Un peu.
Ah. Ok. Un peu. Bon, on va pas parler non plus. We won't speak of French language all the time. We are here to speak about the new album of Persona is the band, and oui. The title of the album is Anthems with a S. So there oui. is more than one.
Exactement.
Ok, ah ça y est, maintenant il parle en français. Non, je sais plus où je suis déjà. Là.
Alors si vous préférez anglais, ça marche. Bien,
ok,
aussi.
Non, mais on peut, ouais. C'est juste après, il faut prendre l'habitude et tout, de passer de l'un à l'autre. Oui. My first question will be this one, after you can speak for a long time, if you want. Que pensez-vous de ces questions, justement, de personnalité en musique et dans le jazz? What you think of this topic of personality, who you are really, as a musician and in jazz music, of course. Especially, who wants to begin to answer?
Oh, that's a very une question très profonde pour
Merci,
commencer.
Merci, ouais, je sais. C'est pour ça.
Probably too profound for me to for my.
Okay, we can make a game if you want.
Yeah. Well, through the history of jazz music, you have like all of the great jazz musicians. They all have strong personalities. Very strong personalities that come through in the music. I don't think you can find anyone who we would call a master of jazz who doesn't have an extremely strong and unique identity in the music. Even people who have a style of playing that's like very straight ahead or inside or even traditional, the personalities are always strong. Mm-hmm. So,
I didn't say one important thing.
Yeah.
In the introduction, it's what you play. You, Rob, are a pianist, and Caroline is a saxophone player. Okay. So let's go back to what you say.
Yeah.
And maybe you can tell us, for example, the pianist, who you think are the most big personalities of the piano jazz for you, because each one.
Oui, so pour moi, mon pianiste préféré, c'est Herbie Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
C'est une plus grande influence pour moi. Et elle vient de Chicago.
It's your city.
Oui.
Not the one of Caroline. Caroline, you come from another city?
Je viens à Singapore.
De Singapour?
Oui.
Ah oui, c'est fluide. OK.
Yeah.
Mon mère est à Suédoise. Swedish.
Okay.
Mon père d'Angleterre.
OK. Yeah, that's right. So back to Rob and the piano.
Yeah, so Herbie Hancock, to me, as much as anyone on any instrument, is like it's very important to like the modern jazz vocabulary. The vocabulary that a lot of us play now in our original music is because, you know, before when you have like bebop and hard bop and a lot of blues influence, mm-hmm. and all of this continues, all of this informs the music today, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. Probably you would agree that a lot of players now, like you mentioned Mark Juliana in your introduction, and the people in his group, and a lot of just the contemporary jazz players, there's a new vocabulary. Mm. And so where did this come from? How did we get from bebop and the blues and, you know, Louis Armstrong and all this to where we are today? And to me, one of the most important people in this transition, in this evolution, is Herbie Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
And his vocabulary and...
he is at the crossing point.
Yeah.
Could say something like that.
Exactly. Mm. And of
like Miles Davis, maybe?
Yeah. And in particular, I would say the quintet of Miles Davis with Herbie Hancock.
Yeah,
Wayne Shorter, Ron Carter, Tony Williams. That this was... and then, of course, the same projects of those musicians at the same time, like in... Mm. the 60s. This was like really paving the way for the way people play now, where it's also more not just the vocabulary to play on the instruments, but the interaction between the musicians, like maybe more direct. Like before, we have people really playing in the rhythm section, playing a groove and with soloist. And there's interaction, but it's more subtle. And with this Miles Davis quintet in particular, the interaction is very direct, very conversational. Of course, the groove is also still strong, but you know, it's like, but yeah, the interaction is much stronger and much more on the surface as well. And this is very, like very much influenced the way we are all still playing the music now.
Mm-hmm. And what about Caroline? Caroline? How should I say?
Caroline.
Caroline, it's nice. Oui. I like it. So Caroline, what about you for the strong musician?
Les saxophonistes importants. Pour moi...
ça peut être autre chose que saxophoniste. Hein. C'est pas juste ça. Hein. C'est le musicien avec les personnalités.
Les musiciens.
Mais bon, c'est saxophoniste.
Lee Konitz, très importante pour moi. Je joue avec Lee dans tes ensembles currently. and let's see, Wayne Shorter, Sam Rivers, someone who's right now I'm listening to a lot is Youssef Latif. And
Youssef Latif.
And Rahsaan Roland Kirk, his solo records recently are important to me. Other musicians, let's see. I mean, I really like Weather Report. There's some really good albums recently that I've been checking out. And it's been influential to my writing. And one of the people who I've chosen for this track for an influence for me is Georgia Ann Muldrow. She's a, I guess... classified hip hop artist, but she's many things.
Yes, that's a problem with the classifying mind. We need always to poser des étiquettes, comme on dit en français. Yeah. Ouais.
And her father played guitar with Eddie Harris, who's another Chicago musician. Her father played in his band.
Your family, you're from family, musician family, or what?
Yes. So my mother is a pianist and organist, also, like classical. Yeah. And, but my whole family likes music, and so they were very supportive of me in the, you know, with music, and there was always music in the house and lots of different kinds of music. Yeah.
Mais non.
And you, Carly? No, not at all. What did in Singapore? In Singapore, c'était qu'est-ce que c'était? Business.
Mon père, mon mère est actrice.
Actrice. Oui.
Actrice. Mon père, ingénieur.
Ingénieur, okay, voilà, ouais, mais c'est bien. Donc, et vous avez frères et sœurs, sisters and brothers in your family? You are the only one to play music?
Un demi-frère,
right? Ouais, on dit
He's
ça.
Non musician, non.
Ok,
yeah.
Vous êtes la seule, ok, yeah. ok. Bien, on va faire une première pause peut-être. Et justement, avant d'aller plus loin, je voulais vous poser la question de l'origine de votre musique, particulièrement de la vôtre à vous. Hein.
Cool.
Pour ce qui est des origines, justement, à qui peut-on se référer en premier? C'est en général à notre mère, hein. Notre maman, mommy, for the origins, ok. Dad, too, papa, ok. Or God, c'est une de ce genre. And this is the title of the song we are going to listen now. You chose it from Georgia Ann Muldrow, Mother, Father, God.
Cool.
All right? Okay, listen to it. Merci.
Mother, Father, God, how great thou art, how infinite, how wonderful, so very close, so very near, my breath begins. My lifetime, God.
Mother, Father, God, c'était un titre de la musicienne américaine Georgia Ann Muldrow, qui est à la fois, alors telle qu'on la présente sur Internet, à la fois rappeuse, productrice, qui a collaboré avec de nombreux artistes, peut-être pas trop connue de tout le monde, mais connue notamment de Caroline Davis, l'une de nos deux invitées dans cette jazz interview. What about her, Caroline? Caroline, what a Caroline? Caroline. What about Georgia Ann Muldrow? Why do you appreciate particularly her music?
There's a few things more superficially. It's joyful music, very joyful. And
that's important.
Yeah, she has the yeah, the messages in her music are that we appreciate each other and we give thanks. And there's a moment in that song in particular where she's thanking and paying a lot of gratitude to all of her influences, mother, father, God. And it's music that's très facile d'écouter. D'écouter.
Oh, Rob, he plays the teacher, you know.
Oui. Je t'apprécie. And, but there's a lot of depth, like profond.
De profondeur, oui.
If you look very closely at what she's doing. So she has this way of overdub, you know, I don't know the word for that, but she...
Quand on réenregistre sur sa propre musique, etc. Oui, on fait plusieurs couches comme ça.
Her vocals, and she puts all of these parts together, and they're all very close. It's like a cluster of voices, and it's very dissonant and complex in the background, but if you zoom out, it's very easy to listen to, and it's I love that combination of something being complex,
but not for
easy.
The listener. Yeah,
yeah, it's somehow she was able to master the idea of creating complex music, but it doesn't sound that way.
It doesn't sound complicated.
She won the game.
Yeah, you know. And Rob, no, you knew her for not
no,
exactly.
No, I did not.
Okay.
You
discovered her with Caroline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yesterday when we chose the songs. And
it's very fresh.
Yeah, yeah. But
and you
cool.
like it?
I do. I like it a lot. Yeah, c'est cool.
Yeah.
So, what about the origins of your own music together?
Okay.
The music you play together, for example, in this new album with a new band,
new
Persona.
Band.
Okay,
new
we will
band.
Talk that.
Yeah, so on a rencontré à Chicago en 2005, et je pense que Caroline, tu es arrivée cette année à Chicago pour étudier à Northwestern University.
Oui. De Londres, Caroline, arrivée de Londres, de où ça, de non, peut-être pas, on s'en fiche peut-être. Where did you come from to Chicago?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Oh, Dallas, Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
And previous
nice music
was
yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia, and Singapore.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rob. So.
Yeah. Moi, j'ai habité toute ma vie à Chicago.
Okay.
Jusqu'à cette année. Et maintenant, j'habite à Paris.
Oh!
Et depuis 9 mois.
Very, alors, quite different.
J'ai une telle raison. J'étudie le français.
Oui, c'est bien, c'est bien. Chicago, it has a deep tradition of music in America generally and in jazz too, with the blues, Rhythm blues, and so on. So you were. Like I don't know the word, but you were inside.
Yes.
Like a liquid.
yeah. Just trying to absorb all this tradition, and so, en fait, on a rencontré à un club de jazz à Chicago, the Velvet Lounge, et le propriétaire de ce club était Fred Anderson, le saxophoniste de AACM.
Très important.
Oui.
You were just listeners or you were playing at the club?
C'était en jam session.
Ah, jam session, of course. Oui. Toujours l'importance des jams.
Yeah. On a joué ensemble. C'était cool.
You remember what you played together?
We played It Could Happen to You.
Oh. okay.
With a bunch of people.
Okay, but, of course. Yep.
Yeah. So how long did you live in Chicago?
8 ans.
Well, 8 years. Yeah. Okay. 8
so,
ans.
Yeah, so we played some. On a joué quelques fois. Mm-hmm. Et Caroline a déménagé à New York en 2013. Mm-hmm. Oui, 2013. Et en 2015, j'ai décidé... Je veux visiter New York plus souvent. Mm-hmm. J'ai écrit à Caroline. Et,
Can I
call? Caroline est le nom en français, Caroline en anglais. c'est le confusant.
Yeah, yeah, we are two.
And, oui,
so you came to New York?
Yeah, and I asked her, like, I'm coming, do you want to play? Et elle a organisé un concert et on a joué deux ou trois morceaux de Caroline et le même de moi. Mm-hmm. Et c'était cool. Alors,
You begin to write together?
Not
yet.
We continue to just book concerts together. Mm-hmm. Because I often had this experience where if I'm playing my music and then I add one song of someone else's, it's like it's very different, almost like shocking to me. It doesn't feel integrated normally. Mm. And or sometimes someone else would play a concert of their music. They would ask me to bring one song of mine. I would bring it, and it didn't fit. It didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And we had this feeling of just when we brought our separate compositions together, that it worked to make a whole, where it's just like two things that are each a complete thing by themselves, but then they make something that feels very comfortable together. Mm. So we thought, okay, we can just continue booking shows like this. We didn't have the name Persona yet. And it was just more casual. But our first was in 2015. Hmm. And so we continued this for maybe 2 years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we started talking, like, maybe we should actually, make a project together. And really decide to... Yeah. Be more of an official team.
Hmm. Okay, so this is what we are going to... talk about in the next and unfortunately the last part of this jazz interview. But before, we are going to listen to some music, more music. And you must know that Georgia Ann Muldrow, she did compose something like a requiem for Leroy. I don't know it, but I just picked up the title because Rob chose another requiem.
Yeah.
A French one.
Yeah.
Classical one, if you can say that, from Gabriel Fauré. Donc, on va pas écouter tout le Requiem de Fauré, mais une fin Julie, peut-être non. On verra.
Yeah, ouais.
Et maintenant, une musique. Nous sommes en grève.
Oui, oui.
Vous allez entendre le Requiem de Fauré. Non, on va juste entendre une partie du Requiem qui est l'offertoire.
Oui.
Une partie importante. Bah, tout est important dans un Requiem, mais bon, c'est pas une musique foncièrement gay, it's not especially joyful, like you said, but it's very so moving, and it is a very beautiful music from Gabriel Fauré, Requiem, l'Offertoire. Voilà, on a entendu une partie du Requiem de Gabriel Fauré. C'était l'offertoire, un choix particulier de Rob Clearfield. Why did you choose especially this tune?
Alors, j'habite en France. C'est mon premier interview en France. J'ai choisi quelque chose français.
Merci.
For me, Gabriel Fauré... something that I love about him that is that he is very good at combining the vocabulary of different kinds of music. Like he has one foot with the impressionists to me, and then another much more in the way of like counterpoint, classical, like the classical epoch, like Mozart, Haydn, so forth, and even the Romantics, which like the late Romantics, like Brahms, is like the same time as Fauré, sort of. And he is great at, he can integrate these different vocabularies in a way that's to make a new vocabulary for himself. And this is something that I want to do as a composer, something that I try to do as an improviser, as a jazz player, combining these vocabularies. And specifically, he utilise like a specific device that I've always loved in music, which is like to get a little bit technical, like a common tone, like using harmonies with a common tone, meaning you have one note and you use, and this note exists in different harmonies, and you use this note, which stays the same, to connect different harmonies. And so in this piece, about 3 minutes into it, the soloist enters for the first time, a male vocal soloist. And at first, he sings only one note, and the harmony is changing so much. It goes through like three different tonalities, so many chords. Lots is happening in the orchestra, and he's, and the melody is one note, and it's this incredible magic, magic feeling, almost like he's, the soloist is flying straight in a straight line, and then like everything underneath him, like the geography, the topography, the clouds are all change. It's all different. And it's a very magical moment to me. And I love this device harmonically. And it sounds technical to describe, but it's a like actually a very simple concept that I, even when I was a kid, I always loved that.
And if I'm not wrong, you don't use vocals in your music, vocalists, just instruments, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Would, is it a specific choice, or what, it can change next time?
Yeah, it's, well, actually, both of us, we have done other projects,
of course,
including vocals. Yeah, I used to have a band where I was a singer, and I wrote all the music, I wrote the words and everything, but there was a singer. Caroline has a band where she sings, and she sings very well.
So next time, maybe you would sing on your Persona next album.
It's possible. Yeah.
Okay. Nice to him. So the album, your first album together with Persona.
Exactly.
The title is Anthems. In French, it's hymne. Hymne. So is it more specifically like religious thing or anthems or what? What did you choose this specific word?
Not specifically religious. It's, at least in English, like we use this word. Maybe it's the same in French with hymn. But of course, in English, we have the word anthem and the word hymn to mean like. And so, in a religious context, normally the anthem is what the choir sings, and the people listen. And then the hymn is when everyone sings together. But we also use the same word anthem for like the national anthem.
Yes, of course.
And then we sometimes use it to mean like an anthem, like a stadium power ballad kind of thing. It's like it's an anthem.
Yes, of course.
And so this word can evoke.
And in jazz music, is there a specific meaning of anthem in jazz music? No,
not really.
No. Okay, it's just a.
Yeah, for me, it especially comes down to this idea of sort of making our own vocabulary. Again, going back to the same principle of creating our own kind of music, our own vocabulary of music, and this kind of being the start to that. Shaping that.
So inside the album, there are 9 tunes. One of them is called Anthem.
Yeah.
Very short one. So in the album, there are long and quite short tunes. For example, the first one is quite short, and Anthem 2. Why is there a specific? It's just the music. Music must be like that, or is there a purpose, a special purpose about that?
Yeah, I mean, I like to combine. I think both of us like this, but I like to combine things that are through composed, just one composition and no improvising, and then there's a track where there might be a lot of improvising, you know. And so that's very representative on this album in particular. Mm-hmm. So we have both. Anthem doesn't have a lot of improvising on it. Mm-hmm. And also a soothing melancholy breeze. That's the other track.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have a lot of improvising on
it.
Yeah, yeah. And the first track, and People Look Like Tanks.
Yeah. Yes. No.
And I also, we both like how in other kinds of music, like especially when you have an album, I know that the album is maybe a dying art form, but I like albums. And in like hip hop music in particular, there's like these tracks where it's like the introduction to the album, you know, and like the interludes. And sometimes these are like short musical ideas, or sometimes on a hip hop album, sometimes it's just people talking with no music, things like that. But I really enjoy that, the flow of that, where to break up these larger pieces, things that are more like compositions. And so some of our idea also was some of these short things, they can be, they can serve this purpose, where to me, the People Look Like Tanks, it's, of course, it's a strong composition, but it also serves as kind of an introduction. And then you get to the second track, and it's like, now here's like the jazz group playing like a jazz, like long song with solos and all this sort of thing.
Yes. So we are going, before saying bye-bye, the last tune, but the first from your album. And the title is Lithe. Lithe.
Lithe, yeah.
With the famous sound.
C'est parfait.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the meaning of that, lithe?
So I wrote that piece, and it's...
It's the last one of the album.
It's the last one. Yeah. And also, something else I should mention is that in our album, we explore both acoustic and electric forms of playing. So we have electric bass.
Yeah.
Is this your question?
Yes. I forgot. Suddenly, I made this face, you know, when I wanted to ask something,
but
what?
It was going to come back.
It's about electronics, of course, because you use, you, Caroline, with the saxophone, and you, Rob, too, with the piano and keyboards, I don't know, electronics device to change or make sound different, the music you play. That's it. Yes. A lot more and more. It depends.
Yeah, and there's kind of a mixture of that on this record. And this song, Lithe, in particular, makes use of electronic instruments, electric bass and the Fender Rhodes keyboard.
Fender Rhodes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I wanted to sort of use those sounds, but also write a composition that was sort of dainty. I don't know what the French word is for.
Like delicate.
Delicate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and some of the techniques, you know, in my mind are these sort of, the only person that I can kind of bring to mind is Bruce Hornsby. Is that right? Is that how you say that? Yeah. So Bruce Hornsby has this way of using these tonal passages with cluster voicings that I use in this piece. And to me, it's very relative to the delicate nature of the way that a dancer would look when he or she would be out on the, you know, performance stage, and just the effect of using the body in this way. But I'm also using...
Because this is part of the inspiration for the tune, right? Like the name Lithe is, comme on danseuse.
Yeah, and also the way that we can make uneven phrases with our movements. So it's all of those things combined into a song.
Okay, so on va recommander à tout le monde, tous ceux qui nous écoutent et toutes celles qui nous écoutent, d'écouter votre musique, l'album Persona et donc Anthems.
The first week of October, we're at Jazz Gallery in New York City and Andy Musique in Baltimore, Maryland. And then in November, we have a longer tour in the Midwestern United States where we'll be at some different places in Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, finish in Chicago.
Okay, of course. So we didn't name called the label. Which label is this?
Sunnyside.
Sunnyside. Yeah. Okay, Sunnyside. It's a nice name. Okay, Sunnyside. Donc sur le label Sunnyside, l'album Anthems du groupe Persona, dont nous recevions aujourd'hui dans cette jazz interview Caroline Davis, qui joue du saxophone notamment, et Rob Clearfield, qui joue du piano et des claviers. Voilà. On va terminer donc avec le titre de cet album, le dernier de l'album, qui s'appelle qui est intitulé Life. Life.
Parfait.
Merci. Yeah. Merci beaucoup, merci. Rob et Caroline. À bientôt. Et voilà, on écoute.
Merci.
pourquoi Laurent de Wilde et pas de Wilde?
Ou de Wilde.
Ou de Wilde.
Ou de Wilde.
Ça me faisait assez marrer que ça s'appelle Do et que je m'appelle Rémi, hein, c'est tout con.
J'avais pas fait la connexion, mais ouais.
Voilà.
Je pense que le son dit quelque chose de l'être humain.
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Jazz interview pour une rencontre avec un artiste de jazz. Passez un très bon moment sur Art District.